Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Is this working? Can you hear me? If you could all take your seats, please. Welcome to this evening's function. The topic, as has been advertised, is Israel in isolation. Just dwell on those three words for a moment, with some commentary, obviously, which is what we're here to listen to. Those three words aptly describe Israel's condition in the modern world. But those three words are not new. They're nearly 3,500 years old. They were the divinely inspired words of prophecy uttered by Bilam ben Beor, the evil prophet, when he stood on a clifftop intending to cast a curse on Bnei Israel, who were encamped below in the wilderness, shortly after the exodus from Israel en route to the Promised Land. What came forth from Bilam's mouth were some of the most beautiful and inspiring words to be found in our Torah, some of which now form part of our liturgy. Hein am levadad yishkon uvagoyim lo yitchashav. Behold, it is a nation that will dwell in solitude and will not be reckoned among the nations. The first part of that prophecy is relatively easily understood. Israel will forever live in isolation. But to understand the second part of the formula, we need to dip into our classic commentaries. For example, according to the Ramban, Uvagoyim lo yitchashav means that Israel's uniqueness will characterise it for all time. It will always remain a separate entity, invincible and impenetrable. Yes, individual Jews have suffered terribly throughout history, but unlike the nations which have attacked us, the Jewish people has miraculously survived because of the divine promise that we will never be utterly forsaken. The war against the Jewish people continues, and one of the central theatres of war is in the media. As the Nazi regime conclusively proved, the relentless demonisation of Jews made their physical annihilation acceptable and even desirable. In this age of technology, the internet and television has made it so much easier for our enemies to spew their venomous invective, motivated by the same longer-term objective. And it is in these forums that David Goldman is to be admired for his advocacy in defence of our people. David is a man of many talents. He's obtained degrees in economics from Columbia University and the London School of Economics, and has a master's degree in music from the City University of New York. But may I be bold enough to suggest that his noblest work is in the world of the media. David has written under the pseudonym Spengler in the Asia Times since 2001. His articles have been published in Forbes magazine, the Wall Street Journal, and many other prestigious commercial and academic newspapers and journals. David also appears frequently on CNBC and Bloomberg television. We're grateful, David, that you've made the time to address us. Please, would you all join me in welcoming David Goldman to address us?